Whoever said money can't buy happiness was never poor. Money can't buy love, but it can get you anything else you can imagine. Since I was a small child, I've always adored money. The waxy feeling you get when you rub it between your fingers, the lightly metallic scent left on it from coins, and of course, the happiness that money can bring. Money gets you food, clothes, warmth, entertainment, and of course, commodities. Money was always everything for me. I suppose we all want what we can't have. I was born in Jalisco, Mexico, in the poorest part of my town, a place so poor we had no doctors, and my birthing was done by a med student from the town over who saw it done once a couple years ago. My parents packed up and herded me and my older sister to the United States. I am what some certain individuals, or presidents, like to call an illegal alien. It's not too bad, all the sadness in the world considered. My father keeps our small family of seven afloat with his job in demolition. I was dragged in and out of six elementary schools, following the flow of money around the west coast of the United States. My family managed to perch in San Pablo long enough for me to finish middle school, and finally settled in Richmond, where I attended high school. Now I'm in UC Santa Cruz, my dream school, and the school that reminds me of my favorite home, Oregon, and my favorite color, green. I came to UC Santa Cruz so I can get a job because I want money. I got here on the skin of my teeth, working hard so I can make my life better. My parents did not have the privilege of a higher education, so they made sure that that was always my main objective. I went to all public schools due to lack of money, but I made sure to get good grades and transferable college courses at my high school to hurry up the process to a better tomorrow. A year ago, my older sister went off to UC Berkeley, the school of her dreams. It is a very taxing thing on my family, which is below the poverty line, to support two daughters in UCs. And I understand that I cannot be helped and must pave the path to success on my own. I've had a lot of things against me on my path to success. Sexual abuse, child abuse, anxiety, deep, crippling sadness, suicide, health problems. But I still feel that the main thing against me is my legal status. I must compensate my lack of financial aid with scholarships and elbow grease. I have to overcome financial and legal instability, and UC Santa Cruz is my best chance, the most accepting, open-minded, liberating UC I could find. Regardless of whether or not that is true and whether the deep-set hatred for anything but true social justice warriors is a good environment for me, I've always had some sentimental attachment to the school. Not saying I'm not a liberal, I am, just the kind who feels everyone has the right to free speech, not just people who don't support Trump, and the kind who feels a deep burning in their throat when they see a couple of white guys complaining about the elections after just having left a room full of crying immigrants and starting preparations in case their family is deported, cast back into Mexico, leaving younger siblings, Americans, with no one. I'm here because I want to be here, and I have the willpower to make that happen. Although my thoughts on my path to Santa Cruz and a better life don't seem entirely socially acceptable, I hope this is good enough for someone that I believe maybe has the potential to understand exactly where I'm coming from. The struggle of coming from a low-income family. If you're like me, work until you make it, just like those before you. There are no excuses.